to the pulpit for a reflection.
Hola, buenos días a todos.
Hola. Good day, good morning, everybody.
Es una emoción muy linda el estar en frente de tanta gente.
It's really lovely to be in front of all of you today.
Y bueno, gracias a todos por estar presentes.
And I appreciate, thank you all for being here.
Me gustaría empezar pues dando, no sé, las gracias por este día tan hermoso.
I'd like to start by giving thanks for this day, this beautiful day.
Me invitaron con la intención de compartir algunas historias con ustedes.
So I was invited here to come up with the intention of sharing some stories with you.
Y pues, wow, veo hacia todo alrededor y todo es tan lindo.
And seeing everything around me, it's a really beautiful moment.
Creo que la decisión de haber venido a este país fue la mejor que pude haber tomado.
I think my decision to come here to this country was the best decision I could have made.
Y este lugar en especial.
In this place in particular.
Vermont es un gran estado.
Vermont is a really unusual place.
Y bueno, creo que no me he presentado aún. Me llamo Teodoro Espíritu García.
I don't think I introduced myself. My name is Teodoro Espíritu García.
Vengo de Veracruz, México.
I'm from Veracruz in Mexico.
Tengo 26 años.
And I'm 26.
Y trabajo en una granja avícola en New Haven.
I work on a farm in New Haven.
Ah, wow. La primera vez que estuve trabajando.
So the first time when I started working there.
Fue muy difícil.
It was pretty tough.
Porque son trabajos realmente muy duros.
Because it's hard work.
Y bueno, la verdad que no sabía cómo le haría para mantenerme así.
I didn't really know how I was going to do to keep up with it and keep up with myself.
Tomé mucho valor y decidí echarle ganas.
I sort of plucked up my courage and just threw myself into it.
Extrañaba mi familia, la extraño.
I missed my family, I still miss them.
Extraño muchas cosas de allá.
There's a lot that I miss from home, actually.
Pero la calidez de la gente que nos ha recibido acá, no solo a mí, creo que a muchos compañeros, es extraordinaria.
But the warmth of the reception that I've gotten here and many of my friends have gotten here also is really extraordinary.
Te hace sentir como si estuvieras en casa.
So I almost feel like I was at home.
Y bueno, hay muchas cosas a quien agradecerles.
There's lots of things and lots of people to thank.
Sí, tanto apoyo que recibimos por parte de Open Door Clinic, de Justicia Migrante.
There's been a lot of support from places like the Open Door Clinic, from Migrant Justice.
Creo que puedo decir en general de toda la comunidad de Vermont.
I think I can feel like really been supported by the whole Vermont community.
Incluso por parte de digamos autoridades, así policía, todos han sido muy atentos.
Including a lot of the authorities, a lot of law enforcement has been supportive.
Y bueno, eso creo yo que te hace sentir muy especial, dándote una oportunidad de estar aquí y mostrar lo que eres capaz de aportar también.
You know, it gives me the opportunity to be here and to show the support and the work that the value that I can bring to the community.
Creo que podemos recibir y dar.
It's a mutual thing where we can both give and take.
Yo creo que es muy bonito así poder compartir algo de nosotros, trabajo, amor, no sé.
With that, it's great to be able to share something of ourselves, our work and our love.
Y bueno, creo que, no sé, me gustaría decir tantas cosas más, pero me siento un poco apenado.
I don't know, there's so much to say, but I'm feeling abashed.
No soy muy bueno quizás para hablar en frente de mucha gente.
I may not be the best person to talk in front of a whole room full of people.
Pero gracias a todos. Gracias por escucharme, por darme un momento. Y este momento lo recordaré siempre.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for listening to me. And thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak. It's a moment that I'll remember forever.
Gracias, Jordan.
Thank you
gracias.
All.
Muchísimas gracias. Gracias.
Thank you so much, Teodoro, and thank you, Jordan, as well. It's been a week of living, and each week we celebrate sadness and happiness, struggles and successes, joys and concerns. I do have several yellow cards today. First of all, I had an email yellow card from Artley and Rich Wolfson. They're excited that their daughter, Artley and Rich couldn't be here this morning, but they're excited that their daughter Sarah, who grew up in CVUUS, recently published her first volume of poetry. She and three other writers will be reading from their works at the Vermont Bookshop on Thursday, October 10th at 7 p.m. All are welcome. Sarah now lives and teaches in Montreal, where she's a member of the Unitarian Church there. From Marjorie Carson, it is my delight to share with this beloved community the good news Vermont Governor's Award to two of our members. As some of you may know, Francois Clemens will be recognized for his lifetime contribution to music, the arts, and the humanities, and Anne Christie has been named Survivor of the Year by the Vermont Brain Injury Association for her brave, persistent struggle since injuries in an accident at age 9. Let us share their pride and joy in these achievements. And from Robin and Ted Shy, our second grandson, Miles Edward Shy, was born to Jamie and Teresa Shy on September 18th, 2 days after my daughter's birthday. 2 weeks early, but weighing in at 7.6 ounces, everyone is doing well. A funny story, we FaceTimed with our son Jamie and three-year-old grandson Grant while we were in France, with Miles sleeping in the background. Robin happened to mention that we'd walked 5 miles so far that morning, whereupon Grant popped off the sofa, pointed to his baby brother, and said, "No, Grammy, not 5 miles, 1 mile." I wonder if he is horrified at the thought of having 5 baby brothers. So today, our meditation will be a musical meditation. You can close your eyes. The choir will be singing in Spanish, and I would like to read for you the words in English. There is no darkness in your presence. It fills the night with the light of day.